gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast. Your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Amy.
Thank y'all for joining us. You can find us everywhere you get your podcast, free 99. Got a guest today. Now let me stop. We'll make it happen. It's your boy Be Easy. We got a guest today. Welcome back from Carolina Sports Talk Podcast, family of the show, Big Cliff.
Yeah. What's up, Bubba?
Nothing much. Nothing much at all. How are you?
I'm good, man. Glad to be back with y'all. Rocking with the greatest. You know what I'm talking about?
You said it. I didn't. Amy?
I'm good.
I ain't even got it out. Oh. You already knew it.
Yo.
You got to know when to take it.
Hey.
Yo. My man.
That's wild.
Yeah. Well, we're back. This is our list episode. And today, Amy, what are we talking about?
We are talking about villains, TV and movie villains that you love to hate.
Love to hate? Mm-hmm. I love to love.
Love to love. I mean, you're supposed to hate the villain, but I secretly love and root for the villain.
Mm.
Depending on who they are.
Okay, so we'll go around the room and see who we all picked. What made you come up with this topic?
Thanos.
Hmm.
Because something came up and everybody was talking about, well, you know, well, Thanos was right. So I was like, you know what? I mean, he was to a certain extent. And sometimes they are. Sometimes the villain
have great points.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here
they
we
do.
Are.
I guess we'll get started. Big Cliff.
Yeah.
So we're going to go 5-1.
Okay.
Who's your number five
villain? I'm gonna switch my list up a little bit now in life, real life. Time just because you let off with him, so I'm gonna put five as Thanos.
Why Thanos? What did you?
Because the way he went about his whole thing was that his world was decimated as a result of overpopulation and there being too many people and everything, and so his objective was to reduce the amount of people so that there would be more resources and a greater quality of life for the folks. And so, yeah, now snapping half of the, you know what I'm saying, known existence away. It was a trash way of going about it.
Randomly,
but,
too.
Yeah. But I definitely understand why he would want that. And at the end of the day, he wanted it for people to be able to be in peace. So I understand. You know what I'm saying?
He just could have made better selections.
The methodology. You know what I'm saying?
Could have made a list for him.
But. What about you? Who's your number five?
My number five is two people on the same show, Rowan and Mama Pope on Scandal. People would classify them as villains.
That's the daddy?
The daddy Papa and the mama.
Pope. Yeah.
I stopped
Olivia's
watching
parents.
Scandal after, what's his name, Jake?
Mm-hmm.
And he got stabbed up that time.
Yeah, he got fucked up. And he just, the next episode, he was just like a Band-Aid.
Right.
They missed all the vital organs. Shut the fuck up.
It's a TV show.
But I come from the ilk of The Wire. Where Omar got killed, they killed Stringer Bell. People can die on TV shows. And I just did not. I was like, oh, this is some bullshit. I always didn't like the interracial, because whites need to be with whites. And you moves, I mean, blacks stay with the blacks. Here's
but my thing. I feel like Mama and Papa Pope was trying to, they were good people. They wanted what was best for their daughter. And they wanted to stick it to the government.
Did he work for B613?
B613.
That was the right number?
Mm-mm.
It was B-13?
I think it was B-13.
It was B-613.
B-613.
Right? I think it was B-613.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Him more than her. Mama Pope was just kind of wild.
Who played the mama?
Candy Alexander.
Yep.
Candy Alexander, that's the lady that played on Law & Order, right?
I don't know if she played on Law & Order, but she did play on CB4. She was the girlfriend.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah.
Your five?
My five. I was gonna say Thanos. But since Big Cliff got him as his five, I'm gonna go to another superhero movie.
Okay.
Now, although I don't agree with everything about it, because it was, you know, one of my favorite superhero characters he was going against, something about Bane in The Dark Knight Rises. Something, he had a lot of one-liners. It was one scene where the guy was like, you could tell Bane was about to do something to him. And this scene just resonated with me. You know what I'm saying? The dude was like, but I paid you a lot of money. And Bane put his hand like on his neck, face or whatever, because he had them big hands. He was like, you think this gives you power over me? I was like, damn. I used that at work one time. Like, we pay you a lot of money. You think this gives you power over me? Like, damn, I love him. But in the beginning of the movie.
I'm gonna use that at work tomorrow.
Oh yeah, use it. In the beginning of the movie, there was like, he figured out, you know, they figured out who Bane was, whatever. He was like, yeah, so what's your next plan? It was in a plane, whatever, and Bane was just like, crashing this plane. It's like, damn. Bane was that dude. And then it was another scene where him and Batman was fighting, and Batman made it dark. Mm-hmm. He was like,
you think the darkness is your ally?
I was born in the darkness.
You merely adopted it.
Yeah, that's it. By the time I got to the light, it was blinding. And he beat Batman. And he brought that nigga back, cuz.
Listen.
But yes. But I love Bane, though. That was my number five. But in the end, though, Batman kicked his ass, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's my number five. Your number four.
Mr. Glass from Unbreakable. The movie Unbreakable.
Oh, that's Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
So in the movie, he was going around and just everything that could go wrong with him did. And so he was in a wheelchair and was breaking mm-hmm. bones and all that. And so he was trying to find, knowing that there's a balance and a yin and yang to everything, he was trying to find the human who was the exact opposite of him to try to find the balance in between. So in the midst of trying to get there, it ended up being
Bruce Willis.
Right. The accident that gave Bruce Willis his powers actually came from Mr. Glass.
Oh.
And so I understand why he was doing what he was doing. Again, the methodology, but he was trying to get better. But the way he went about it was trash. But I understand why he, like, because if I'm here and I'm everything that can go wrong with me, mm-hmm. there's got to be a counterbalance.
What's the movie in between? Because it was Unbreakable. Mr. Glass was the last one, right?
I think so.
What was the one in between with?
I don't think that it said it was the Sixth Sense, if I'm not mistaken.
No, not the Sixth Sense. With the guy, he was crazy. He had all
and with the different personalities. Yeah.
And he was like super strong. He was uh-huh. like, I forgot the name, but watch, because I watched that one first, and then it was like, this is a sequel to mm-hmm. Unbreakable mm-hmm. or whatever. So then, and I didn't watch Unbreakable until I saw Mr. Glass. So, but yeah, that's a good one. Okay, movie man. What about you, Amy? Your number four.
My number four is Doughboy from Boys in the Hood.
You think he's a villain?
He was supposed to be a villain, if you think about it, because the movie was based on Trey and his brother.
Yeah.
And the whole time, Trey and Doughboy had this unspeakable beef mm-hmm. about how Ricky, how Ricky was the perfect
the good
son
and
mama loved him more. Even in the last scenes, before Ricky got shot, they got in a fight right before Ricky went to the store to get the cornmeal.
But wasn't that beef part two? Part of that beef too was like, his mama liked his
probably the daddy. They had different daddies. So, yeah.
See, in this movie was trying to tell y'all way back then to not have on them damn baby daddies. I'll make dough, so don't call me dough boy.
But and they had different lives, you know. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Doughboy was misunderstood. His whole life was from the beginning. He was set up in the environment that he was in mm-hmm. to end up being Doughboy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
He just wanted what was best for his family.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else who wanted what was best for everyone comes from a show called Breaking Bad. He was a business proprietor. He had a restaurant, Los Pollos Hermanos, I think that's the name of the restaurant. Mr. Gus Fring. And Walter White went against everything he needed him to do in the end killed him. Played by
Juan Carlos.
There you go.
Esposito.
There you go. I was gonna call him something else. Yeah, I loved Gus. You watched Breaking Bad?
No.
You didn't?
But I love him.
Yeah. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
Nah.
Get on it. You watched?
Hey, yo.
You didn't watch The Wire?
Hey, yo. I'm not going to.
Why not?
Because y'all hyped it up. I watched like the first two or three episodes. I was like, yeah, no, I'm good.
But The Wire is more of a show with great dialogue and setups and stuff.
Yeah. Those first episodes were setting you up for the good stuff.
As opposed to a whole lot of killing and shooting and all of that. That ain't what it's about. It's more of a mind show, and you know, learn different.
And it's got like 112 seasons too.
It only got five seasons.
Okay.
Yeah, it only got five seasons.
Only five. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's not a lot of seasons when Law and Order is on 25.
And I would never go back and rewatch that. I've watched a bunch of them, especially SVUs, but yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
That's a good watch though.
Mm. That was my number four. What's your number four?
Three.
Yeah. So this one is a little bit more abstract. But villain that I agree with is the NFL.
Oh,
this has got to be movies.
It's TV.
Fictional TV.
NFL come on TV.
This nigga bending the rules. So you doing the bending?
Hey, yo, I'm the last one. What you want, baby?
Go ahead.
Call me Aang. The NFL is purported to be one of the chief sports, but in reality, it's sports entertainment in my mind, just like WWE. I know a lot of people don't believe it, but I honestly believe that there are, if not scripted, there are prescribed outcomes within the NFL. And as long as they keep up the illusion and keep the on-field value where it is, I'm okay with it. And I don't mind them manipulating millions of fans as long as the value on the field stays where it is.
I disagree, but I have some of the players. And not that one white guy that tried to come out on Twitter and say something.
Cam Newton was paid to throw Super Bowl 50.
I believe
his career has reflected that as such. And the only reason that he has not made more of a stink about it is because they let him be to do everything. He is still adjacent and around the league, although he is still not in the league. Mm-hmm. And he still got that money.
Yeah.
Damn. That making sense like a motherfucker.
Rashad Mendenhall was paid to throw the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
You don't have to believe it. There's people who don't believe in air. But yeah, we breathe it.
You sat here and had a flat earth discussion with Doogie, and now you believe in this conspiracy.
Here's the thing. There's a comedian that talked about, you can't believe, I'm not going to say I believe in all conspiracies, but you mean to tell me the government is telling us the truth 100% of the time? Same thing applies in this regard. Do I think that every game is scripted? Do I think that every da-da-da-da-da-da? No. But you mean to tell me that 100% of the time what the NFL says is true? No. Ain't no way. There's no doubt in my mind that there are certain things that they do to affect the outcome of games that don't got nothing to do with the on-the-field play.
They got
to
keep it interesting.
Period. And they're putting out a good product. And every year, it keeps all of us going back, buying new merch. Oh, we're making this a slight adjustment to the color scheme. Oh, check out our new uniforms. Whatever it is to continuously produce and ultimately print their money, they're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, but they don't need to do it because we already locked in.
No.
Yes, we are.
In the society that we're in now, at some point, people are going to get fed up. It's always about the new. It's always about what's next. Mm-hmm. They have to, knowing especially dangers that the NFL has.
What I'm saying is, at this point now, there's nothing that they can do that can make people stop watching.
Not stop watching. They won't stop watching, but that merch. They're going to do something for the merch. Like
no, but they don't have to, though, because it's new players coming out all the time. So people going to want to get the new jerseys. People going to want to, you know what I'm saying? Now, like you said, they may come out with a new jersey, but sometimes it's like it's a new supplier. So before Reebok had the jerseys, then Adidas had the jerseys. Now Nike has the jerseys. Things like that happen. They may change the logos and stuff like that. Like you said, the colors, or they may come out with a third jersey to wear, stuff like that for the merch. But they don't have to.
If that's the case, why has the format of the Pro Bowl changed?
Because nobody was watching the Pro Bowl.
Exactly. If they already had us, why would we not just keep watching it if they could keep putting the same thing out every year?
Because that product is bad. All the All-Star Game products is bad. for all the sports.
And they're changing, and that's why they're trying to change.
Yeah, they're trying to
but
get it.
That's also ultimately the essence of what I'm saying, even about the league itself. When they realize things are either good, you want to change it so that it continues to be good, or if it's bad, you got to completely overarchingly change it to make it something different. Mm. So,
you're number three.
Miranda Priestly from The Devil Wears Prada.
You think she was a villain?
Absolutely.
If The Devil Wears Prada, Madame Eve wears Nada, I'm in between, but way more fresher.
So the main character, Andy, oh my God, she just antagonized Andy throughout this whole movie, but they ended up building a friendship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was, even at the end of the movie, Miranda did some dirty shit, mm-hmm. but we still wanted to see her win. Mm. So people who've seen the movie, I'm not going to spoil it, but we know at the end of the movie, Andy did some dirty shit. I mean, not Andy. Miranda did some dirty shit.
Yeah.
But she still ended up looking out for our girl, Andy. Mm-hmm.
Did she, didn't she fire somebody?
She took someone's job.
Right.
A job that was pretty much a shoe-in for them, was supposed to be. And I mean, Buddy was already celebrating and everything. Mm-hmm. And then she, Miranda switched some shit up at the last minute to save her ass so that she could stay on top. Mm. That's some villain shit.
It is. I just watched that a couple weeks ago too. Like parts of it, it was on, and I caught it from there. My number three. Y'all ever seen Inside Man?
Yes.
It's a Spike Lee movie starring Denzel Washington.
Denzel? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the lead character, I forgot his name. They don't really say his name, but the lead bank robber. Mm-hmm. I was rooting for him because he was doing it because of what the Nazis did for the Jews and you know, how they stole
Clive
all
Owen.
The Clive Owen, yeah. They stole all the artwork and you know, they stole the, and they didn't even steal anything from the vault, mm-hmm. just some paperwork and a ring. And he didn't steal the ring because he gave the ring to Denzel. Mm-hmm. But just that guy, because, you know, stealing is bad. But yeah, that's a good movie. And it got some good one-liners in there. Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah. It's not a pina colada. yeah, that's my number three. Because technically he's a bad guy, but, you know. That's my number three. What's your number?
Two.
Number two, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now, my number two is an anti-hero in the same essence, Loki, from the Marvel and Thor series. Thor's brother, Loki.
At what point do you fuck with Loki, though?
When Loki becomes more aware of who he is, because he's pretty much a villain the whole time. Even throughout the comics, for much of his life, he's a villain until he starts to embrace, yeah, I come from the bad. I have these bad essence and thoughts, but I also do have some good ones. And so as he begins to embrace those in a true anti-hero essence, I really start rocking with Dog. Probably really after they beat his tail in the movies in New York, but in the series, especially in the series. Yeah, nah.
Yeah, because early on, he was a straight-up villain.
Straight villain.
Yeah. I owe my 7-year-old an apology.
Why?
Because he told me that Loki and Thor was brothers, and I told him to go sit down somewhere.
Technically, they aren't brothers.
They are like adoptive brothers. So yeah. Loki isn't like his natural brother, but Odin brought him in and
oh, wow. Because I'm a Black Panther fan. I'm not a Marvel fan.
Okay.
So he was like, Loki and Thor's brothers. I was like, go sit down. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do owe him an apology.
Big one, too.
Yeah,
you're
a new age mama, so you know you got to apologize. My mama would have been, well, it didn't kill you. You know what I'm saying? What's your number?
Well, speaking of Marvel and Black Panther, Killmonger.
Mm. I meant to put him on mine too.
Yeah. I got him as my number one, but
really,
yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I won't go into too much. I'll just say he was fine, and then we can go into detail when you. That motherfucker was fine. I rock.
Oh, God. This nigga cannot act for shit.
At all. He is the same dude in everything from Fruitvale to Fruitvale Station. He's the same dude in everything,
just
bro.
Just fine.
Bro, yeah, sorry. I'm in every movie. Yeah.
Now, he's the ultimate for me, man. I'll talk about it when I get to my one.
My number
two.
My number two. I thought I had somebody else from The Wire up here, but I said not. My number two is Omar from The Wire. I mean, for one, he was a villain. He was gay. Nah, let me stop.
I actually feel like all of the bad guys from The Wire.
Everybody that wasn't police and some of the police on The Wire were bad guys.
Yeah.
All of them. Avon.
And I still wanted all of them to win. And even though I know they couldn't, everybody couldn't win.
Avon, Stringer, the whole Avon Barksdale organization, you know, you want them to win. Except for Naaman's mama. She was a horrible individual. You know, Poop, you know, Bodie, Slim Charles. I'm just naming people now. Cuddy. Well, Cuddy turned out to be a good guy. Upstanding citizen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for the most part, a lot of those people you just shouldn't be rooting for. But then in the end, well, I ain't want to tell it because Big Cliff may watch it and, you know, he says he won't. But
I may go back in.
It's great. It's great. Mm-hmm. This is a... And this came at a, this show came out at a time when there were no cell phones like that. Well, there wasn't no social media. Mm-hmm. So when you watching TV, you watching TV.
Just locked straight in.
You just ain't locked in. So that's kind of how you got to watch. You got to be locked in. Now, you know, a scene come on, I know what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? I know what they're going to say. But yeah, I think you're right. Just everybody on The Wire I was rooting for. Proposition Joe.
Yeah.
You know, all of them. Except for Cheese. Fuck Cheese. Anyway, yeah, that's my number two. Your number one.
Killmonger from the Black Panther. My boy, first of all, was just coming for what was his.
Yeah.
To have been, by no fault choice of his own, excluded from his...
His birthrights.
Literally, from blood.
Why did they leave him?
No, so him and his dad works. His dad was out on...
Yeah, no, but why did they... They killed his dad and just left him... No, he was outside playing ball.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. I don't think they didn't know that
his
he was there.
His daddy didn't know he existed.
No, not his daddy.
No, his daddy knew.
Not his
uncle.
Yeah. But the uncle and
his uncle didn't know. Daddy didn't know he existed.
Right.
Yeah, that's... Because I was listening to something. It was like... It was something I was...
Forrest Whitaker did, though.
He did. That's why he killed Uncle Charles.
Right. I'm gonna kill my Uncle Charles, y'all.
That's what he called him. Uncle James. His name was Uncle James, my bad. Yeah.
But ultimately, what he wanted, and even with regards to the perspective of all of that power that Wakanda had and wasn't going and helping black people across the world with it, you have the most intensive abilities and knowledge and skill set. We as a people got a responsibility not to go and save folks, but at least empower them in a way that can help position folks. And for them to have kept that was trash.
Yeah,
it wasn't trash. They did the right thing. It was as soon as it came out, what happened? The U.S. started looking for it. And then it put out with them other people. But, and now then they came in part two and then the cause of war.
If there would have been a way to do it without letting the white folks in.
It wasn't.
But here's the thing. At that time, because had they done it from the beginning, once you have at this point allowed all of these other countries to get to the level and the skill set that they have gotten to, they've been technologically advanced for years. Mm-hmm. Now, if you come out earlier on, even at the point when his daddy got killed, when the world was like just now starting to really look at nuclear technology and all that stuff like that, when y'all been had that, you're now the preeminent. You are the top. So you don't have to worry about these other ones trying to come in and taking over from you. You can protect yourself by putting people in random places and then ruling everything essentially. So
kind of like what the NFL is doing. Continue, my friend.
But no, like that. Had they from the jump enforced their will instead of trying to be like, oh, we're just going to stay here in our little cut.
They should. I agree with them. And then he wanted to kill everybody in the world. He wanted to basically
methodology. You can have the right ideas and just go about it wrong.
And he killed that girl at the beginning. His girlfriend. You not coming with me?
It's his liability.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes. I mean,
Jesus Christ, you guys are horrible. Amy, what's your number one?
My number one is Joe from the Netflix show You.
Oh.
Joe, just a man in love.
You think he a villain?
He killed a lot of people.
That qualifies you as villain.
And I say that because in my answer is going to be very hypocritical because he's the protagonist of the show. Like, you know he's... Well, you don't know he's a murderer until after, like, the first or second episode. Yeah. So, yeah.
And it started when he was a kid. So, in season two, you get a little bit of his backstory where he was being abused by his mama's boyfriend. So,
did his daddy kill somebody for him? He saw his daddy kill somebody? Or did he kill somebody, his daddy? Am I thinking about Jeffrey Dahmer?
Merging movies together or shows?
But, so he's been really killing his whole life for people that he loved. Mm. Because even he took a liking to this little boy that lives in his building, mm-hmm. who was being abused. because his story was kind of like his. So he ended up killing this boy's stepdaddy. I must have been
playing Madden or something while I was watching that part. I forgot about that part.
So it's just he's just a man with a big heart and a big knife.
Yeah. Heard that before.
My number one is I guess I could say, just like on The Wire, I could say this whole, a lot of this cast of this show, but I lead it with Franklin Saint. People love Franklin Saint, but Franklin Saint was basically a serial killer.
Yeah.
He got a lot of bodies, a lot of bodies, especially in the end, a lot of death around him. So I got to say Franklin Saint, he's, you know, you like him because he don't drink and, you know, he cussed, but then when he cussed his mama out, you know, cussed his aunt out and uncle and told his friend off in the car.
He made my honorable mention list.
Yeah, so.
We just wanted to see him win, though.
I like how it turned out. I'm glad he didn't die, but I'm glad he didn't just fly away in the sunset with a plane. But yeah, you didn't watch Snowfall either, did you? Yeah.
Snowfall, The Wire, what's the other one? Power.
What do you have against drugs?
What you got against black people? Nothing.
At all.
That's all I'm gonna say about that.
And Alonzo Harris also made my honorable mention list.
Oh, one of my favorite movies. That's from Training Day, y'all. My nigga. Big Cliff.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us once again.
Appreciate
it. Let everybody
you,
know where they can find you.
You can hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all the good things, TikTok, at Carolina Sports Talk, personal page. Not the fake Cliff on Instagram.
And, or,
check out Carolina Sports Talk, available on your favorite podcast app, or tell your smart speaker, play Carolina Sports Talk.
I love it.
Amy.
I can be found on all platforms at Amy's 22 Cents. That's AMYS, the number 22, CENTS.
And you can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know your favorite villains that you rooted for in movies and television. Hopefully it won't match up to ours so you can jog my memory on some stuff. But yeah, thank y'all for listening. Thank you, Big Cliff, for joining us once again. Tell your smart speaker, play DJ Blaze. No, I'm just joking. But thank y'all for listening. It's your boy, Be Easy.
And it's your girl, Amy.
And I'm out. We out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whatever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.